from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. There was the music and the appreciative crowd, but for years to come, Rock on the River Reconnect is going to evoke stories about rain and mud. The two-night festival at Hollinger Park was plagued by the one thing the Timmins Festival and Events Committee couldn't control, the weather. Executive Director of Sponsorship Norm Dwyer says it wasn't the negative that you would expect.
You know, people turned that around, turned into the cup is half full. They thought the mud increased the enjoyment.
140 bales of hay were brought in and spread out by volunteers on Saturday, mitigating the mud for that night. Dwyer says there were an estimated 1,800 attendees on each of Friday and Saturday. Ontario's economic recovery will be fueled by economic growth and not tax hikes or spending cuts. That from the Ford government's throne speech delivered at Queen's Park this morning. The speech marks the beginning of a new legislative session and focuses mainly on what the government has done to help health and long-term care systems during the COVID-19 pandemic. It also highlights the need for more action, but few specifics are given on that. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca says the speech is nothing but empty rhetoric and adds that education isn't mentioned at all. Premier Ford is scheduled for a whirlwind visit to Timmins today. His office isn't saying much about what exactly he'll do in town, other than meeting with local media late this afternoon. The province is reporting 511 new COVID-19 cases today and two more deaths. We're expecting the regional update from the Porcupine Health Unit by early afternoon. Military truck drivers have begun delivering fuel to gas stations in London and southeast England as shortages continue. While panic buying has eased in most of the rest of the country, many gas stations in the southeast continue to run dry. The fuel is available, but a massive shortage of truck drivers caused by the pandemic and Britain's exit from the European Union has caused a bottleneck in keeping the station's tanks filled. Our weekly look at Timmins history is taking on a different format for the next couple of installments. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman is going to test your knowledge with some local history trivia questions.
In 1934, Chuck and Jack Austin founded a small flying service in Northern Ontario. They were using what types of plane? A. Fleets, Moths, and Wacos. B. Huskies, Hurricanes, or Spitfires. C. Lears, Swampies, or Muskrats, or D. Dash 8s.
The answer is on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.